is 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and this is Talk of the Planet. I am joined by staff reporter of Planet Jackson Hole, Shannon Sullett. And this week we're talking about her article titled Iced Out, Ice Policy Changes Mean No One from Jackson and Beyond Are Safe from Crackdowns. Shannon, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so ICE, Immigrations and Custom Enforcement, recently changed their policy. How so?
So what was explained to me is essentially the policy of old was that, you know, ICE officials were really only interested in people who are in violation of immigration law, but who also had a criminal background and who somehow posed, quote unquote, like a threat to the community. And even that definition was pretty vague. That could be anything from a DUI to, you know, like more violent crimes. But now, essentially, those protections have been taken away, and they have come forward saying that they are willing to target anyone who they believe to be in violation of immigration law. And the way that they sort of determine that is kind of unclear to me and to Sheriff Jim Whalen, who I interviewed for this piece. They have like a hotline, essentially, that you can call in people who you suspect are in violation, but that gets really murky and messy, and there's no way for them to corroborate, and they can kind of act on anything. So the gist is that there are sort of no protections anymore, and anyone is at risk.
Yeah, and ICE wasn't straightforward with their message to the sheriff's department. Sheriff Whalen was informed elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, to say they weren't straightforward, they were just silent about it, essentially. Sheriff Whalen found out because Rosie Reed, local attorney, called him and asked if he knew that there were people being targeted for immigration violations only. He said no. He, you know, as far as he knew, that wasn't ICE's policy. So he called their office in Denver. That's where our regional sort of headquarters is, and asked what was up. And they said, yeah, this is a policy change. Sorry, we thought you already knew, basically. But no one had told him, which, you know, in his words, kind of makes him look like a liar, because he's been sort of telling the community that there was nothing to worry about, that nothing has changed, but things have changed, and we don't even really know when or why.
And he seemed frustrated by this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think rightfully so, because he is sort of the middleman. He delivers messages from ICE, and he's expected to sort of comply with these policy changes, but he has to know them first.
If you're just joining us, this is Talk of the Planet, and staff reporter of Planet Jackson Hole, Shannon Sullett, and I are sitting down to talk about a recent change in ICE's policy. Yeah, and in your article, when you spoke with Sheriff Jim Whalen, he said, "We are in business as usual. We won't accept them into jail. We still do it for other folks that have committed law violations, but we won't for immigration violation alone." Does he have the authority to monitor like this?
I mean, as far as I know, yes. He can hold whoever he chooses to in his jail, which is how things have been operating until now. So I guess now the policy has always been and will continue to be that he won't detain anybody for immigration violations alone. He will detain people with, you know, with criminal history, but everything else is sort of up to ICE.
But he still needs to maintain a cordial relationship with ICE.
Sure, yeah. And he said that, you know, it was a little bit of a blow to their trust, but on the whole, things are still okay. Communication is still and will be open from now on. So their relationship is still cordial and still.
Yeah, what do you see as some challenges of Sheriff Whalen's job, being that he serves as kind of like this middleman between ICE and our community?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. I think he is often put in the difficult position of being the messenger. And I know, for example, Planet Jackson Hole has reached out to him in instances like last week where people were claiming that they were being detained for no reason with no criminal background. And his message was always, as far as I know, that's not true, because policy hasn't changed, and now it has. So there's not a lot he can do about it, but it is his job to now deliver that message and enforce it to the best of his ability while also sort of maintaining the trust of the community that he is policing. So it's a weird position, I can imagine.
Which he did last night along with Trifonis Law at St. John's.
Yep. Yeah, there was a sort of a workshop last night that was, you know, the purpose of which was just to get people up to speed, sort of dispel any panic that might be kind of building in wake of this policy change. You know, Whelan and Chief of Police Todd Smith are pretty confident that there's still no reason to panic and things will run essentially as they have been.
Well, Shannon, thanks for your continued coverage of this issue and your article, Iced Out.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I'll try to stay on top of it.
This has been this week's episode of Talk with the Planet, where staff reporter Shannon Sullett and I sat down to discuss her latest article titled Iced Out, ICE Policy Changes Mean No One from Jackson and Beyond Are Safe from Crackdowns. You can catch the full interview at 89.1khol.org. This is KHOL, Jackson.